The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Alumni Connection, which is the alumni newsletter for the Governor Moorhead School alum. For the, let's see, it is the fall edition of 2023. And let me begin with The President's Corner by Dr. Ricky Scott. Now that our annual convention has concluded, I wish to report that it was an awesome experience for all. As always, the fellowship was positive, and renewing old friendships and cultivating new ones is always a joy. With this year's convention, the talent show performances were excellent in that there was much variety, poetry reading, stand-up comedy, singing of songs, contextualizing history of our nation with those who were graduates of the Garner Road campus, and the concluding recitation of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. I wish to express my thanks to all those involved with the planning of this year's convention that made it such a positive experience for all. Unrelated to our convention, it is important that I report on the concerns that persons who use GoRally Access, ADA paratransportation, had their service interrupted because of the installation of a new software system. Because of this disruption in service, those individuals acted to bring about improvements through the media, which was reported by WRAL and by public comment at the August 15, 2023 Raleigh City Council meeting. I report this to you because individual and collective action and advocacy remain important tools to use to affect change in the local community, especially as it relates to the provision of ADA paratransportation. Our association remains vigilant on this matter and will continue to monitor this current situation and advocate and act proactively. My hope is that those of you who live in other cities will act, and we will stand ready to assist in any way possible. Lastly, I hope that each of you will join committees where your skills and talents can be utilized to impact our members and other persons with disabilities in a positive way. Therefore, contact me with any questions or concerns or your interest in committee service in chair positions or elsewhere. Here are some committee reports. This is the nomination committee report by Lawrence Carter. At this year's convention, the nomination committee submitted the following slate of officer and board positions that included Vanessa Lowry for assistant secretary, Margaret Carter for one board position, Janie Garland for a second board position, and Annette Glenn for the third board position. All of these individuals were elected unanimously to serve in their respective positions for 3 years. And this report from George E. Littlejohn, the Constitution and Bylaws Committee report. The purpose of the Constitution and Bylaws Committee is to review and recommend suggestions intended to strengthen our policies in place. This year presented unique problems as both old and new business were considered. The idea of streamlining committees was introduced by the previous regime. The committee studied the feasibility of this proposal and recommended that we make no changes at this time. The vote to streamline was defeated unanimously, and it was also discussed and agreed upon that more participation from members is needed. In looking at new business, the committee encountered some potential issues in our disciplinary section. Due to time constraints, the committee requested a subcommittee be formed in an attempt to clean up and present an updated version. The vote was nearly unanimous. Any possible changes or amendments will be introduced and debated at our winter meeting in January, with an expected vote at our 2024 reunion. Countless hours were spent in an effort to protect the integrity of our Constitution. Thanks to Vicki Burke and Tiffany Mitchell Parson for their willingness in helping with this challenging undertaking. On a personal note, I would like to thank President Scott for entrusting a modicum of confidence in me. It was not taken lightly. Sincerely submitted, your humble chairperson, George E. Littlejohn. And here's the Education Committee report from Dr. Ricky Scott. The purpose of the Education Committee is to provide the membership of our association with seminars that will enhance their lives and access to community services programs and activities. At this year's convention, there were several presenters who did provide us with excellent information. First, Ms. Vicki Preddy provided information on non-24 sleep disorder that affects persons who are blind or visually impaired, along with additional contact information that they could provide to their physicians as part of treatment options for those who may experience possible symptoms of this disorder. Second, Ms. Vicki Smith with Alliance for Disability Advocates presented an emergency preparedness for persons with disabilities, describing the process for accessing information and essential components of an emergency kit for persons with disabilities. Lastly, Ms. Hope Williams from the Fair Housing Project provided information relating to rights and responsibilities to housing, the history of Fair Housing Act of 1988 for person with disabilities. As I conclude, I encourage you to provide your ideas and suggestions for topics for consideration for future seminars, whether in Raleigh or in your local community. Should you have any recommendations for future seminar topics, feel free to contact me at 919-673-8300 or email rickyscott09@gmail.com. Here's the Awards Scholarship Committee report. One purpose of the Awards Scholarship Committee is to provide awards and/or scholarships to GMS staff and students. At this year's awards and graduation ceremonies, the association fulfilled this purpose. I was highly honored to be a participant with the Governor Moorhead School's graduation. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association awarded the five graduates $25 each. Also, the association presented the Crockett Calloway Staff Award to a well-deserving teacher with a $100 check. This teacher is spotlighted in a later article in this edition of the newsletter, and the $25 was presented on June 1st, 2023, by Jonna Simmons. Graduation Day, June 2nd, 2023, the association awarded two scholarships, academic and vocational. The Thomas Kingsmore and Hazel Lockhart Stowe scholarships were $300 each. My proudest moment was marching in and being on stage with the graduation seniors. Scholarship Committee, Donnie Best, Chairman, and Jonna Simmons. And here are a few online opportunities from an institution out of Cornell University called the YTI Online. This is an institution that it provides online learning for advocates, policymakers, and practitioners in the disability field. So here's opportunity number one. Financial Empowerment for People with Disabilities. This is a free online workshop that starts soon, August 30th, October 4th, and October 25th of 2023. It's going to be live on Zoom. Gathering Strength Incorporated is the provider, and you can email them at gatheringstrengthinc@gmail.com or at their website, GatheringStrength.org. Another workshop, Financial Wellness for People with Disabilities. This will be held Wednesday, August 30th of 2023 from 3 to 4:30 Eastern Time. This free workshop includes guidance on personal finance management skills such as budgeting, managing debt, banking, and wise use of credit. It is led by two experts from the Louisville Metro Office of Financial Empowerment. Joey Cecil is the Financial Empowerment Coordinator and has 10 years of experience empowering citizens with the knowledge they need to take control of their financial potential. Shivanda Pasha is a financial coach and a certified credit counselor. And there follows a long link for registration. It is https://event.r20.com/register/event-req=A07EJU69BV6DFF34794 $OSEQ=CH. I think for the rest of these websites, I think I'll just refer you back to the YTI online link. So here's the next website. Webinar. Saving for the Future for People with Disabilities. This will be held Wednesday, October 4th of 2023 from 2 to 3:30 Eastern Time. This free workshop includes guidance on methods for saving money that will not jeopardize Social Security benefits, such as tax-exempt savings accounts, in parentheses, ABLE and STABLE, and special needs trusts that allow saving while protecting eligibility for benefits. It is led by Carolyn Wheeler of the University of Kentucky Human Development Institute. She has over 40 years of experience training and advocating on behalf of people with disabilities and their families. Carolyn is a certified Community Partner Work Incentives Counselor. Next webinar, Working While on Social Security Benefits. This will be held Wednesday, October 25th of 2023 from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This free workshop provides guidance on how to work and maximize earnings without losing Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI, and Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, benefits. It is led by Donna Mundy of the Center for Accessible Living. She has been a Certified Work Incentive Counselor, or a CWIC, for over 11 years. Donna enjoys researching unusual cases and helping her clients achieve success along the path of employment. And those are the webinars that are listed in this section. And it ends with, thank you, the WIPC team from ytionline.org. And Work Incentive Practitioner Credential Program, that's what WIPC stands for. And they're from the K. Lisa Yang and Hak E. Tan Institute on Employment and Disability from the ILR School of Cornell University. Here's an announcement that October will be Medication Label Safety Awareness Month. We hope you will join us in promoting safe prescription labeling practices. Prescription labels in audible, braille, large print, and translated formats help those who cannot read small print or English safely access their prescription label information. Every year, we hear patients and pharmacists say, "Why didn't I know about this sooner?" Please help us spread the word by hosting an event or social media campaign to educate patients, pharmacies, healthcare providers, and policymakers of the need for and availability of accessible and safe prescription labeling practices. You can visit our Medication Label Safety Awareness page for more ideas or social media content and some videos. You can also request brochures and samples to demonstrate at your event on the website or by contacting Loretta Roberts at lroberts@envisionamerica.com. The phone number is 941-702-6709. For information about reaching out to elected officials and policymakers, contact Sharla Glass at sglass@envisionamerica.com. Or her number is 941-702-6602. Here are some more classes. Demystifying QR codes, navigating digital payments for the blind and partially sighted community. And this is from Sean of the Shed. In this episode of Sean of the Shed, host Sean Priest discusses the use of QR codes, particularly beneficial to members of the blind and partially sighted community. He covers their creation, appearance, and information capacity. Sean demonstrates how to use a smartphone to scan QR codes, expressing his struggles with built-in camera apps on both iPhone and Android devices. He then introduces the more user-friendly code scanner on iPhone, detailing its seamless recognition and access to QR code information. And Sean shares his personal experience using the code scanner for a taxi payment, highlighting the importance of user-friendly tech for those who are blind or partially sighted. And this you can avail yourself of by listening on Apple Podcasts. That web address is https://podcasts.apple.com/US/podcast/Sean of the Shed. And each of those is separated by a dash. And Sean is spelled S-H-A-U-N dash of dash the dash shed forward slash ID 1649603175 question mark I equals 1-000-621-516-221. Here's an article about National Credit Reporting Companies and the American Council of the Blind announce reaffirmed commitment to provide accessible credit reports. Braille and other accessible formats now available. And their website link is https://acb.org/accessible-credit-reports. And this is out of Alexandria, Virginia, July 5th, 2023. The nation's three major consumer credit reporting companies today reaffirmed their commitment to provide access to important credit information for people who are blind or have low vision. The initiative, crafted with the American Council of the Blind, or ACB, and several blind consumers, will help protect the credit information of individuals who cannot read a standard print credit report. Under the plan announced today, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion will make online credit reports and related information accessible through their jointly operated website, annualcreditreport.com. This is the official site to help consumers obtain free credit reports. Access to accessible credit information through Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion will allow people with visual impairments to independently monitor and review their credit reports. These are critical tools for avoiding identity theft and protecting the privacy of our financial information, said Dan Spoon, ACB Interim Executive Director. By creating annualcreditreport.com, Equifax and the other two nationwide credit reporting companies gave consumers easy access to their credit information, and this latest initiative is yet another example of how, as an industry, we are extending this access to consumers with visual impairments, said Dan Adams, president of Equifax U.S. Consumer Information Solutions. Experian has a long history of providing quality credit products and services to consumers, and we were excited by the opportunity to improve access for consumers with visual impairments to these important tools, said Carrie Williams, Group President of Credit Services and Decision Analytics of Experian Americas. And another quote, TransUnion is very pleased to be a part of this important effort that will help empower visually impaired consumers to manage their own credit health. That was from Mark Marinko, President of Consumer Services at TransUnion. This initiative includes a renewed commitment to provide credit reports in Braille, large print, and audio formats, and to design online credit reports and related web pages in accordance with the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines 2.1 Level AA, issued by the Web Accessibility Initiative of the World Wide Web Consortium. The guidelines help ensure that websites are accessible to people with visual disabilities. The credit reporting agencies first worked with ACB over 15 years ago when free credit reports were first rolled out in the United States on annualcreditreport.com and a phone number 1-877-322-8228. We appreciate the three credit reporting agencies and their collaboration over many years and the structured negotiation process that brought us to today's announcement, said Deb Cook Lewis, the ACB president. And here's a community job fair announcement. It is the 2023 NCCB Employment Committee Job Fair. It will be held September 22nd of 2023 at the Carolina Pines Community Center at 2305 Lake Wheeler Road in Raleigh, North Carolina, the time from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. The North Carolina Council of the Blind Employment Committee is thrilled to invite blind and visually impaired individuals, as well as job coaches and other professionals who assist them in their job search to our exclusive job fair. This event is dedicated to fostering an inclusive workforce and providing valuable opportunities for career development. Join us at the Carolina Pines Community Center on September 22nd to connect with employers who understand the unique strengths and challenges of the blind and visually impaired community. Features include: explore a wide range of job opportunities specifically tailored to blind and visually impaired individuals. Connect with employers who value diversity and are committed to creating an inclusive work environment. Engage with job coaches and professionals who offer guidance and support in the job search process. And network with fellow blind and visually impaired job seekers, job coaches, and industry experts. You can register at nccbinfo.org/jobfair/register. The deadline is September 19th of 2023. For more information, you can reach out to them at nccbmailbox@gmail.com. And their website is nccbinfo.org. GMS Frederick Douglass McEachern Community Garden Fundraiser by William Bubiliaha. I apologize if I, and I'm sure I have, mispronounced some names. Hi, I'm selling these pins with magnetic backing to raise funds for the GMS Frederick Douglass McEachern Community Garden. They are $10 each. You can pay through PayPal or Venmo. Message me with your mailing address, and I'll ship your order to you. And let's see, his Venmo address is at William-TUBILLEJA. And the image shows a circular 1.5-inch metal pin with a GMS bell graphic and then some GMS print and then a Braille GMS in the school colors, gold and blue. Governor Moorhead Foundation Fundraising Event by Deanna Welker. Join the Governor Moorhead Foundation for a fun-filled evening at the Governor Moorhead School at the Giving Season Gala, a night of grateful gifts. This annual fundraising event promises once again to be a night filled with warmth, laughter, and heartfelt connections as we come together to showcase the talents of the students of the Governor Moorhead School and join in fellowship over a meal. enjoy an Italian dinner catered by Amadeus, starting at 6:30 p.m., followed by musical performances by GMS students and a silent auction of gift items and services donated by local businesses and organizations, with all the proceeds to benefit the school. The foundation is a 501c3 charity that funds supplies, special experiences, and activities for the staff and students at the Governor Moorhead School. This event will take place on the GMS campus at 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Table sponsorships are an option for those wishing to bring a group. Individual tickets are available until October 25th through Eventbrite, and they are $35 each. And their website, https://thegivingseasonsgala.eventbrite.com. And Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E. For more information, visit www.governormoorheadfoundation.org or contact Francisco Chavez, your GMF board president, at Chavez, which is spelled C-H-A-V-E-Z, at RaleighConsulting.com. Let's come together and spread the love this season. We hope to see you there. And here's an announcement about another gala. North Carolina Reading Service New Visions Gala. The 2023 New Visions Gala benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service will be held on September 15th of 2023 at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills at 3415 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. From 6:30 to 9:30, there will be cocktails, dinner, and a program whose keynote speaker will be Ann Brennan. There will be a silent auction, a New Visions Assistive Technology Showcase. And your ticket will cost $125 each, and we are expected to come with a cocktail attire. Please RSVP by September 7th of 2023. For more info, their website is www.ncreadingservice.org. Here's a spotlight. In this issue of our newsletter, we spotlight Ms. Amber Bass, GMS teacher. Amber Bass joined the Governor Moorhead School family on March 8th of 2021 as a middle school extensions teacher. She is currently a high school extensions teacher at GMS. Ms. Bass obtained her BS in Special Education Adaptive Curriculum from East Carolina University in 2018. She also graduated with an MED with a dual licensure and certification as a teacher for students with visual impairments and as a certified orientation and mobility specialist in 2022. Ms. Bass prides herself on the rapport that she attempts to build with each student and family that is placed in her care. She is always willing to help others, a wonderful team player, and prompt with submitting necessary paperwork, such as progress reports, IEPs, etc. She has a unique menagerie of pets, including Truly, a retiring guide dog, Pixel, a parrot, Cannoli, a crested gecko, and Flaming Hot Cheeto, a Honduran milk snake. We are happy to have Amber Bass as part of the GMS family. Here is an announcement about state conventions. The National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina State Convention will be held Thursday, September 14th through Sunday, September 17th at the Best Western Hotel at 770 Huffman Mill Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The phone number for reservations is 336-584-0151. The room rate is $89 per night plus tax and includes breakfast. Registration is $20 and includes the banquet. Registration will end on August 25th. Please visit the NFBOFNC website to register, and that's https://www.nfbofnorthcarolina.org. The North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention will be held Friday, September 22nd to Sunday, September 24th at the Holiday Inn Raleigh-Durham Airport at 930 Airport Boulevard in Morrisville, North Carolina. The phone number for reservations is 919-465-1910. Use block code NCB when booking your room. Your hotel room rate is $118 plus tax per night and includes breakfast. The convention registration fee is $25 online or $35 at the door, and the registration fee includes a boxed lunch. The banquet registration fee is $30 online or $35 at the door. Their website to register is https://nccbinfo.org. Come on out and join us and learn about the action happening in our state with accessible pedestrian crosswalk signals, what to do in a weather emergency, and a myriad of other things going on in our community. Oh yeah, don't forget about the door prizes. Spread the word. An announcement to join the GMSAA. Becoming a member of the Alumni Association is easy. Go to www.gmsaai.org and click on Join GMSAAI to fill out the registration form. Print out the form and mail it to us with your $20 annual dues. It's that simple. And what is the purpose of GMSAA? To promote goodwill among the blind and deaf communities, to work with the Governor Moorhead School for the betterment of the student body, to provide merit and charitable awards and scholarships to blind and deaf students who are pursuing vocational training or post-secondary education, to promote and encourage the education of blind and deaf children and adults throughout North Carolina. Who can join the GMSAA? Any person who has attended the Governor Moorhead School, any campus of the North Carolina State School for the Blind and Deaf, any school that may be established by the state of North Carolina for the express purpose of educating blind or deaf children, or any person who is interested in helping the association. Coming soon to a newsstand near you. The next issue of the Alumni Connection will be distributed at the end of December of 2023. The deadline for submissions of articles, committee reports, and announcements is December 21st of 2023. Let your voice be heard. And who's on the board of directors? The president is Ricky Scott, vice president Donna Permar, secretary Tamika Polk Davis, assistant secretary Vanessa Lowry, Leona Dorsey, Margaret Carter, Annette Glenn, Janie Garland, Carla Smith, Tamika O'Kelly, and Jonna Simmons. The Board of Directors meets quarterly. For updated information on meeting agenda items, meeting dates or times, or other information, please contact Dr. Ricky Scott, who is your president, at 919-673-8300, or email him, RickyScott09@gmail.com. And the last note, contribute to the Alumni Connection. The Governor Moorhead School Alumni Association reserves the right to edit for grammar, content, and formatting any materials submitted for publication in this newsletter. All submissions must include the name of the author. Submissions can be emailed to RickyScott09@gmail.com. Well, that's the end of the Alumni Connection newsletter, the fall edition of 2023. So we hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. This Alumni Connection newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. 832 5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.